Your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad, the spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. Why people find it difficult to live with others in harmony? Generally, people are proficient at pointing out others' inadequacies, and that is why they have trouble living with others. If people recognize their own inadequacies, they will realize that they too stand at the same place where others are standing. The acknowledgement of one's own shortcoming develops humility and amiability. Contrary to this, if one can see only the inadequacy of others, they will become proud and arrogant, and it will become difficult for such people to live with others. The study of psychology tells us that all qualities cannot be found in a single individual. Each one of us has distinctive qualities. If people have some good qualities, they will also have some other qualities, which will emanate from their original good quality. For instance, if a person is brave, he will also be resolute. If a person is intelligent, he might also have a critical attitude. This being so, the best option is to ignore the weaker side of that person and concentrate on the brighter, stronger side if we want to benefit from his abilities. This holds good for all relationships. If we want to have roses, we have to tolerate the thorns. It is a fact that a single person cannot on his own achieve anything of significance. To do great things, it is necessary to be able to draw upon the strengths of a number of people. To be able to do this, one should be practical, not idealistic. Why do human affairs often descend into chaos? This is because members of the society flout the principles which bring order into their lives. Social living, if it is to be successful, should be regulated by laws, which are as immutable as the laws of nature. These laws can be effective, however, only if man fully grasps the necessity to adhere to them. One must realize that society without order is like a factory without electricity. It simply will not work. It should also be realized that the prevalence of certain virtues over their opposing vices is a great contributing factor in maintaining order. Generosity, broad-mindedness, forgiveness and politeness must respectively override miserliness, narrow-mindedness, vengefulness and rudeness. Consideration for others must always be one's first response in any given situation. Certain traits of character are naturally supportive of social order. Knowing what a situation requires of one, whether it is a matter of conscience or discretion, is always conducive to harmonious living. Just knowing what to say, when to speak and when to remain silent, are among the greatest social virtues. Knowing whether to adopt a hard or an accommodating attitude, whether to be firm or whether to be pliant, is equally important. People who understand these niceties of social coexistence and put them into practice are vital to the solidarity in society. Without them, order would degenerate into anarchy.